So we've been praying about the four most sinful cities that were listed in the survey by anger and hatred indicators. And we also decided to look at 15 other cities in San Bernardino County that are ranked F for violent crime in their crime grade. We also used the indicators of assault, armed robbery, rape, murder, kidnapping, drug crimes, and animal cruelty for ranking them. Additionally, we were able to identify the top five in each category. Sadly, many of these cities are in obscure locations, making it easier for crime to happen with less law enforcement present. So let's pray that these cities see greater outreaches by local churches, transform lives, and reformation to the violent crime. The top 15 most violent cities in San Bernardino County outside of the four most sinful ones are Green Valley Lake that was ranked five times in the top five categories, and there's only 7 categories, so 5 out of 7. Vital has 5 as well. Baker has 4. Earp has 4. Havasu Lake, Big River, and Adelanto have 3. Oro Grande, Fawnskin have 2. Big Bear Lake, Angeles Oaks, Hinckley, and DeVore all were ranked in 1 of the top 5. And then Sugarloaf and Barstow are in the top 15 for a rated F. Father, we lift up Green Valley Lake, that has 13% assault, Hinckley 8%, Havasu, DeVore, and Oro Grande 7%. But there's a 5% discrepancy or difference between the top and the next one. So we lift up these cities that have a high assault rate that means they physically hurt someone else. So, Father, we pray that there would be a change in these communities. We pray in Havasu Lake, we know there's an Indian reservation there. We pray that the Indian tribe will identify this and begin to work on finding ways to prevent the people from assaulting one another. We pray, God, for you to do a work in the people. There's a Calvary Chapel in Green Valley Lake. We pray, God, that church will be blessed and find ways to reach the people and to help them come to know Jesus. The Hinckley was the town that was affected by the pollution of some water and some damage from a local plant that was in the news and in a movie. So God, we pray that they too will find a way to use their anger for better things instead of hurting one another, that people will go to places and do some sports and other things and other activities. Same with DeVore and Oro Grande. Then we lift up the top five cities of armed robbery. Angeles, Oaks, and Earp at 6%, Vital at 5, Big River at 4, Adelanto at 3. Armed robbery. And we ask God that these people will find ways to work instead of robbing with guns and firearms. We pray, God, that the law enforcement will be able to prevent this as well. Better equipment to videotape people coming in that would prevent them. Things would go off notifying the owners of stores and businesses that someone has a gun on them or some other item. And then we lift up the towns that are rape is high. Again, Green Valley Lake at 4%. The next 4 are at 0.45%. Big discrepancy. So God, whatever is causing people to feel like they can do something like this, we pray, God, that you will stop it in the name of Jesus. We pray for a hedge of protection around these cities and that people will not force themselves on one another, that they will be caught and there will be a fear upon them. We pray that people will come to know you in these towns. We pray for the churches in these towns to grow and to do community outreaches. And then we lift up murder, 3% in Baker, 1.6% in Vital, 7.7% in Earp, 0.5% in Havasu Lake, and 0.2% in Green Valley Lake. Murder, yes. So God, we pray that You know that you do not like it when for violent people. You say there's only cursing, lying, and murder, stealing, and adultery. They break all bounds, and bloodshed follows bloodshed in Hosea 4:2. And you say in Proverbs 3:29, don't plot harm against your neighbor who lives trustfully near you. And in Proverbs 3:31, don't envy the violent or choose any of their ways. And so God, you know the hearts of these people. You examine the righteous in Psalm 11:5, but the wicked, those who love violence, you hate with a passion. We pray, God, that these people will not want violence, that you will change their hearts so dramatically, or they would be incarcerated and find reformation potentially there, or be put away so they can't harm others. We lift up the cities that have a high kidnapping rate, 4% Baker, 3% Vital, 2% Fawnskin, 1% Big River, and 0.8% Green Valley Lake. We know often these kidnappings are children who have been gone through the family courts, and either the father or the mother did not get full custody, and so often the other parent goes and takes the children. But whatever is happening, and we also know that it could be for other reasons, sex trafficking, human trafficking. God, we pray this would stop in the name of Jesus. We pray that, God, you would give the task forces such credible information that they'd be able to capture those that are doing this. We lift up the towns that are extremely high for drug crimes, 45% Baker, 39% Green Valley Lake, 38% Big River, 26% Adelanto, and 14% Vital. God, we ask for the law enforcement to come into these areas, the task forces, that they would pay attention to these small communities and larger ones. Adelanto sells cannabis and distributes and delivers it. God, we pray that this would be changed. We pray that the drug crimes would lessen and that there would be a strong consequences for it. We pray, God, for the city community leaders to do something about it as well and identify it, that they would go to the county supervisors and work collectively and collaboratively at identifying why it's a problem, even though these places are obscure in many cases. We also lift up the victims of these crimes, that they be able to find healing and restoration and deliverance. We ask that the county supervisor would put together teams to visit these communities and come up with creative solutions to prevent the crimes. We ask for the county and cities to address the drug crimes that are so high and task forces able to do operation rescue in these areas, though small, not to be forgotten. And then we lift up animal cruelty, 0.6% in Oro Grande, 0.3% in Earp and Vital, and 0.2% in Havasu Lake and Big Bear Lake. You know, God, that it is better that people treat their animals properly because you created them. You will rescue those from oppression and violence, for precious is their blood in your sight. So we thank you, Father, that you can oversee these communities. And we ask that by the time this next year, at this time, we pray, God, that all of these cities will have seen change because you are mighty and you are greater than any evil. Because greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. In Jesus' name, we pray for revival and awakening and transformation and reformation in these 15 communities. In Jesus' name.